Welcome to the Fantasy Golf Degenerates Podcast.
What is going on, DGen Nation? We're still here. Still waters run deep. Still Tambo and Kendo VT. We are back, of course. It's your favorite slanty-eyed Asian host, Kenny Kim, bringing you another Fantasy Golf Degenerates podcast. And, of course, as usual, I am here with my partner in crime, the GBP GOAT, everyone's favorite Canadian, Tyler Tambolin. Tyler, what is up, my friend?
What's up, Kenny? We're back, man. I'm excited. There's a lot of good news. Lots been going on. I know we really didn't dabble in, you know, everything else that was going on in the world along the way. And with no golf, we want to take a little bit of a break. But we're back and we got some pretty big news.
Yeah, really big news. I feel like, you know, this is sort of, I haven't done this in a little bit, so I'm still trying to remember everything I needed to do. And I feel like that intro is off, but I don't care. We're still going to keep, it going. It's brand new. Let's just say it's a brand new season because that's what it feels like to me right now after everything that's been going on. For everyone out there, you know, there's a lot of stuff going out on the world. Just hopefully everyone's safe. We're not a political pod, so we're not going to get deep into that. We just want to make sure everyone out there is safe and happy, or as happy as you can be. And hopefully these pods will give you a little bit of a laugh and a little bit of info starting next week once Colonial starts. But this is an intro pod, and what we're introducing is some big news. We have some big news coming this week. And Tyler, why don't you tell them about some new shit that we are going to do for this season?
Yeah, so big news. First off, guys, we connected with Roto Grinders. Most of you have probably seen by now, but I've joined Roto Grinders basically full-time doing content. I'm going to be there for PGA as well as NFL. You guys can check all that, but we'll save all that stuff for the future pods. There's going to be some stuff I'm doing over there for Colonial. Kenny will talk about his stuff. He's still in with Gup's Corner doing all his articles and everything with updates there in the Slack chat. For myself, the biggest news, I think, was that we could also bring the podcast across. That was exciting for us. We bring across the podcast and all the listeners. No one has to change anything. It stays free, stays fresh, everything you guys want. But now it's going to be on the Roto Grinders Podcast Network. And to celebrate that, we've got a giveaway. So there's going to be a tweet posted out today. You'll see it probably before this pod even drops. And it's very simple. You're going to retweet the tweet to celebrate the Fantasy Golf Degenerates podcast joining the Roto Grinders Podcast Network and the rest of their pods on there. And you're going to follow myself at Toe Tag and Tambo on Twitter and Kenny at Kendo VT on Twitter. Get those followers up, hit the retweet. That's all you have to do. We're going to pick a random winner for next week's pod. When we're on the pod for the Colonial, we're going to announce it. You have to tune in then, but we are giving away a $555 Clash of the Colonial ticket, which is it's a 2,000 person and change GPP with 250K up top, a very balanced structure, an extreme chance for you guys to win the money. We're definitely throwing money in the air. A little more on that when you see the tweet come out. But yeah, super excited, Kenny, and this is going to be a big year for us.
Yeah, super pumped about joining Roto Grinders. I remember when I first started about 5 years ago, that's when Roto Grinders was starting getting big, but now they're freaking huge, and I can't believe that we're a part of their network. And I do have to admit, it's not because of me. I will say that right now. It's not because of me. It's because of my friend Tyler Tambolin. And the thing about it is, I just sort of locked into it, and now I'm a part of it. It's great. Now, I'll still have all my written content on Gup's Corner. You can find it all there. Go to gupscorner.com, get my written content, but really proud to be a part of the Roto Grinders. Really happy to be, with all those guys, all those top-notch, high-level guys. And let's talk about a little bit of what happened, during the break. I mean, the thing about it is, I can see why they wanted you, Tyler. If you guys didn't know, during this quarantine, this lockdown we've had in the last 60 days, how many GPPs have you won?
I think it's a couple, but it's
at
more,
least two. Yeah,
grinding it out as well. There's just
But what sports did you win them in?
League of Legends was the first one that sort of set it off.
League of fucking Legends. Okay. And next.
And then, I had like a couple little scores along the way in like Rocket League, and Outlaw has been decent, but I just can't crack the first place spot. But I've definitely had a few really good weeks on Outlaw, and then, you know, 5-6x on a decent number of buy-ins. And then now, just the other day, I hit a NASCAR chop for 18.5. So that was another good score as well. It's definitely been a good 2 months. But I'll say it's all to do with just, you know, basically a good support system, having the time. If you guys didn't listen yet, there's a podcast I did with Dean from Roto Grinders, The Morning Grind. It came out yesterday. This is going to come out on Tuesday. That came out on Monday with a little bit of the backstory of sort of what I do and how I get after it. And this was really my first chance and opportunity to get, you know, 2 months of playing basically full-time DFS, even though it's the most obscure sports out there that most people have never heard of. And I say sports, you know, quote unquote, very lightly, because it's they're not really, I don't know if they're really sports, and I really didn't even watch most of them or sweat them because I'm not too into that. But it's more just being able to put the puzzle together and go after that. And Kenny, I appreciate all your high praise. This podcast would be nothing without you, Zach, Brad, all the guys along the way. So, you know, appreciate the opportunity to even be able to come across this, and now to be where we are now, just, you know, can't be more proud of our achievements and where we're going with it. So I'm excited about what's next.
Yeah, I did not play a single dollar's worth of DraftKings since the lockdown began, since PGA ended. I did not do anything, which, you know, is okay, because this is, you know, the longest break I've had. This is our 198th episode. By my count. So the week after Colonial, I think it's the Heritage, will be our 200th episode. You know, and doing that type of grind for 5 years, putting out content week in and week out. Now, the reason behind me not doing the podcast is not great, of course, but it was sort of nice having that little bit of a break, get the mind right. And I've sort of been itching in the last couple of weeks to get back. What did you do? I know you had all those successes in DFS, but like, how did you survive the lockdown? Like, what did you do? I know you had a family, so, you know, you actually had people that you could hang out with. My ass was just alone. So what did you do during the lockdown? In the lockdown?
Still in it a little bit, I guess. It's, you know, I definitely didn't do much. I mean, it's Netflix, burnt out all the shows. I think I completed Netflix. I pretty much had everything on there. So that's done. You know, things like The Last Dance, the Ozark season 3 that got to drop, those were good, because those were things, even though I'm like a notorious binge watcher. So I just bang them out right away. And my wife hates me for it, 'cause she's like, now we have nothing else. And I'm like, oh, I'll find another one. I got into some old shows that people told me were amazing that I actually loved, and was like The Leftovers and Succession.
You know, those shows are the bomb.
I went to,
Have you watched Dave yet?
No, it's on the list. So that is next, actually. It's on the list.
Dude, that show is freaking hilarious. If you haven't seen Dave, go see it. It's about a Jewish white rapper trying to get into the rap game. It's
freaking
Dickie, hilarious.
I think. Yeah.
It's I never even heard about Lil Dicky before then. And, you know, being Asian, I relate to Lil Dicky. So it's a relatable show for me a little bit. But, So what else did you do?
That's the thing. A lot of family time. The wife's 8.5 months pregnant right now. So we're actually expecting the little boy's on the way here in the next couple of weeks. So we'll see. Might get induced early, but, you know, probably won't affect too much if it happens to be on like a, you know, Wednesday. I've already talked to the boys at Roto Grinders. They know obviously got to go if that happens. But other than that, I'm going to work around it, you know, try and be a man of the people, get the content out. But, you know, it's going to be crazy times with that going on. And we were supposed to have like some family visits and stuff to try and prep up and get ready for all this. But with all the stuff that was going on, we couldn't really have any, like our families had to cancel both their trips. My parents were going to come out for a week or so or 10 days. And then my wife's mom was going to come out with her siblings for like, you know, 5 to 7 days. And neither of those trips got to happen. So kind of just hoping that turns around a little bit here and we can just make it happen once the baby's born instead. And it looks like it might work out.
Yeah, for me, like the first 6 weeks, I didn't do a goddamn thing. Like literally, I just laid on my ass. And, you know, everyone knows me as a little bit of a drinker. I sort of, you know, I said I was an alcoholic. I don't think I'm an alcoholic. I think I'm more of a binge drinker. But what I realized during this break is I had so much time on my hands that I figured that I would be drinking way too much. So I, you know, and I'm the type of guy that needs some type of vice, but I didn't feel like, you know, as much as I talk about, you know, what I do, how I live my life and stuff like that, I still worry a little bit about my health. So, I started smoking a little bit more weed. They just decriminalized marijuana in my county. So I guess I felt like it was okay to do again. And so what this led to, and first off, a buddy of mine, he owns a dispensary in DC. I didn't know weed nowadays was so strong. Like it's just so strong. Like I got this little oil pen thing, and I was hitting that a couple of times, and I was talking to this chick on FaceTime, and she looked at me and she's like, "What is wrong with you?" I'm like, "What do you mean, what is wrong with me?" And so I looked in the mirror, and I already have slanty eyes. I'm Korean, you know, I have slanty eyes. You couldn't even see. It was like my eyes were closed the whole time. So I really know that I can't be doing that shit in public. But now, during that break, that 6-week break, also, I lost my job, like a lot of people. I was in the restaurant industry, and the restaurant industry is going to suffer a bunch. I heard some reports saying they're going to lose $240 billion this year in revenue, and that's a lot of money. But, you know, I got lucky. People at work always said that I was one of the luckiest guys they knew, and I always sort of put that on the back burner. You know, I think luck is more a combination of opportunity and hard work, and I think that's how you get lucky. But I do have to say I got a little bit lucky, because in February I was offered a new job in construction. And I wasn't 100% sure I was going to take it. And then, you know, the quarantine, the lockdown, the restaurants all closing, that hit. And I was like, well, I have no choice now. So I actually ended up, after those first 6 weeks, I ended up working. I was able to get a job. I'm in traveling to DC. I'm a superintendent for a general contractor. And so, of course, you know, that sort of put a hold on all my illicit, I guess it's not illicit anymore since it's decriminalized, but that was a nice little 6-week binge on the wacky tobacco, but that's over now. So, so I got lucky. I got this gig. I've been working every day, saving a lot of money. The only thing I spent money on was Uber Eats. Basically, that's about it. My bank account just swelled up. I mean, it was just so lucky. I know a lot of people are going through really, really tough times, and I feel that. And I'm not trying to make light of that. But for me personally, I mean, it was been sort of good for me, this quarantine, this lockdown. And so, you know, that's what I've been doing. I haven't focused on any sports. I haven't played any of the Outlaw Tour. I haven't gambled on basically anything except the two matches. Let's talk about some of the matches. What did you think about the Ricky Fowler one and the Tiger one? What did you think?
Well, my mentions got destroyed after the Ricky Fowler one, because you guys know me, I tell it like it is, and I don't really care. I said the matches suck after that. Like, it was another shitty match, didn't like it, don't care about it. I got the secret sauce. I figured it out after the next match, because I still was forced to tune in, even though I kind of didn't want to. But we talked about this in the past. The pay-per-view one wasn't that good. It was sort of, I guess it was probably because of Tiger and Phil's, you know, not really knowing what to do. There's so much downtime. They didn't have the broadcast figured out yet. There were so many things you could say. And the problem I have with the match with Ricky and Wolf and those guys is that, you know, everyone came at me with it, like, it's for a good reason, and we finally got sports. It's changed. You know, the world's been on hold. This is a great thing. I didn't disagree with any of that. That's not what I was trying to say. And now I can speak it on a platform here. You know, Twitter's a little bit tougher with 240 characters and whatnot. But I said, besides the charity, which is obviously amazing, that's what I want to see. And I get that, yes, you're cooped up, you don't have a lot of live sports, but to me, it's just not that exciting. Now, switch gears for a minute, and I got no problem taking an L and walking it back when I watched the match with Brady and Chuck and JT and Tiger and all those, you know, Phil, Peyton Manning. You get that going. Like I said I said to one person on Twitter, but I was trying to figure it out. I think this is the secret sauce. It's basically, you got to have the amateur factor, because then you get to see the great stuff of a guy like Phil explaining his theory and thoughts behind what we need to do here, which you're not going to have Ricky Fowler really telling Wolf too much besides that pep talk before he goes and puts it off in the woods on the last hole when it was.
That was so horrible. I lost so much money on that stupid ass fucking pitch
after the big Ricky. It was classic Ricky, man. Nice big pep talk, gets them all fired up, and he just ruins it for them. And the funny part is, Ricky has that basic, you know, that exact par three in his backyard, pretty much. And and he doesn't even put it tight at all or close. So anyway, that's another thing. Ending on closest to the pin, I felt like those things were just so bad. But the match was actually pretty good with the amateurs involved. Like I said, getting to see the coaching aspect of it. They still need to, I think, as far as my, you know, opinion for what they can do in the future, is I think they can bring in more guests that can actually tell a story. So, you know, JT said on the No Laying Up interview, he did a short one like the day after, he mentioned that He knows. He's like us. He's like, I didn't want to interject at times that I thought people thought it would be annoying if I interjected, which is so true because we don't want that, right? We're trying to hear what they're saying. And he knew that and recognized it. But I still think they can get better interviews, not the Bill Murrays and stuff that they had at the Ricky Wolf one, where you get guys coming on that can actually tell us stories about their favorite Tom Brady story or something like things like just like when you tell a story on this podcast, Kenny, everyone wants to hear what's the Kenny Kim story of the week because they just want to know. It's kind of funny. It might be interesting to some different factors like that. They can bring in more of that. And then, yeah, obviously the next stuff, and I'll kick it over to you, is just about, and I think Rick posted today, Rick Gaiman, about there, you can already bet on the odds of who the next partners are going to be for the match three, but it's definitely the way to go. If they can get, you know, Curry, Romo, those are some of the favorites, Michael Jordan, any of those guys, the more guys like that that you can get on, I think the more exciting it is. What did you think? And then, you know, what do you think about all the stuff at the end there as well?
Well, first off, there will be a story time with Kenny story next week. I got a good one. I've been saving this for the first pod back. We're not going to waste it on this small little pod. There's probably like five people listening. So, you know, we're not going to waste it on this one. But next week, when a Colonial comes, I got a story. It's going to be good. You're going to have to listen. For me, the match was the one with Tiger and the quarterbacks. It was great. It was great. It was so easy to bet on, betting on holes, the whole banter between all the guys, the shot by Brady. That was the first time I literally yelled and like yelped like at the TV during a sporting event in such a long time. And it felt so good to do that, you know? And so I thought it was a great way to get golf and the growth of golf. This could, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to make light of what's been going on with the coronavirus and stuff like that, but I mean, this could have been one of the most helpful things to bring golf into more people. I mean, you hear all the stats saying that there's so many new beginners out trying to get the game. This is what we want. We want more people to enjoy golf. So there's more money in the pot when we play and we gamble and watch it on TV. I mean, this is a great thing. You got people going out. I played about three or four times during the lockdown because in Virginia, I guess golf was essential, which was a little bit off the wall because, you know, Washington, Pennsylvania, D.C., Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, they were all closed. So literally everybody in the Mid-Atlantic came to Virginia to play golf. So it took like 2 weeks to get a tee time, which sucks, but it's also great. Because you're seeing more and more people get into the game, and that is exactly what we need. And I think all the match, you know, the highest televised cable golf, you know, thing on TV ever. I mean, that's great. That's what we need. You know, we need to get this going and get golf back and have it grow and grow and grow. And I can't wait for everything to start back up again. Now, you know, a couple of things that are going to be different. There's probably going to be no Kenny After Dark anymore. I go to bed at 8:30 at night now. Like, I am literally like an old ass man. I go to bed at 8:30, wake up at 3:30 in the morning to go to work. And then, you know, back when I worked in the restaurant, I would go to bed at like 6:30 in the morning. So a little bit different there. We're going to do, you know, breakfast with Kenny at some point in time. It's probably going to come out. I'll probably do some tweets on that. But Kenny After Dark's probably done.
It might sound like Wake and Bake with Kenny's coming around. Is that what it's called?
It's not going to be Wake and Bake with Kenny because that was like a 6 week thing when I was bored out of my mind. And literally I was just sitting at home by myself and I didn't want to drink every day like a true alcoholic because that's not what I want to do. So, you know, now it's not like that, but that 6 week break, you know, was hazy. It was hazy, but it was good. And Uber Eats, they love me because of that, because literally I spent like $1,000 on Uber Eats in that 6 weeks because I was just hungry all the time. I don't know how people who smoke weed all the fucking time forever stay thin because it just doesn't make any sense. Because, I mean, like, I probably gained 15, 20 pounds in that 6 weeks. But, you know, because my new job, I literally knew nothing. I know nothing about it when I first started. Now it's been about a little bit more than a month that I've been working, and I've sort of picked up stuff that I need. I'm nowhere close to where I need to be, but you know, I was lucky that the guy who hired me is a good friend of mine, and he's helping me through the process. But you know, and I totally just forgot where this path of this conversation was going.
Just what's coming up with you, right? You were talking about what's going to be coming from you in the future.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to blame that 6 week period because I feel like I've killed so many brain cells in that 6 week period that I forget everything that happens in like 5 seconds ago. So short term memory is done. So if this happens sometime in the future with the pod, just forgive me. Just blame marijuana. You know, there you go. But so, you know, and the thing is like that whole lifestyle, I don't drink. I drink one day a week. Now that's it, basically. I mean, like heavy drink. Fridays, I get off work and I'm gonna start pounding. You know, I understand the glory of Friday now because I never worked a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job until now. Even though it's not 9-to-5, it's 5-to-1. It's just glorious getting off work and being able to have a cocktail. This past week in Virginia, they opened up the restaurants and bars for outside seating, so I went out. Had about 15, 20 drinks, Ubered home, don't worry, and it was great. And, you know, I might have a cocktail or two on Saturday and Sunday, but, you know, I got to have a level head because the job I have now is not like the job being a waiter. You know, I can go in a little bit, you know, hungover or whatever, no sleep. I could have done that then. I can't do that now. So definitely a change in lifestyle for me, but it's still me. You know, it's still going to be me. I'm probably not going to drink during the pod. So that's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to try. I have my bottle here next to me and I have my glass here next to me and it's empty. And it's just weird because usually the glass sitting next to the mic is full during the podcast, but right now it's empty. So it's a little bit strange. And right now I'm running on fumes. If I'm just going off on a tangent, it's because I take so much caffeine in the day that I'm like jacked up on Mountain Dew right now, like Ricky Bobby or some shit like that. So that's why I'm sort of rambling and going off, but that's just the way it's going to be probably from now on. So anything else we need to mention? I mean, I feel like I've been rambling and you haven't said shit. So why don't you go take it away here a little bit, talk about something, Tambo.
And for the first time listeners, they probably by now know why it's called the Fantasy Golf Degenerates. You know, all the conversation we've had around it. But yeah, I think the only other thing, Kenny, is really just, you know, people want to know what I was going to be doing exactly at RotoGrinders. So I'll break down that schedule real quick. I did tweet it out, but in case you didn't see it yet or you got to this first, basically how it's going to work is we're still going to record this podcast on Monday and it should drop on Tuesday. I'll be doing a free show on RotoGrinders. Pretty much everything I'm doing is video or, you know, show based where it's going to be recorded on screen and, you know, set up for you guys. And the Monday is going to be sort of the research, lineup reviews, player pool reviews, that sort of stuff from some of the greater GPP players out there, sort of the things I look at in my process going out into the week. And then on Tuesday, this podcast will drop still, like always, same thing, free, nothing will change. All we ask is, you know, a little bit of a, you know, some likes, reviews, ratings, whatever you want to put on there for us. We appreciate that. And then on Wednesday, I'm going to have a show with somebody from RotoGrinders, whether it's Noto or St. Louis Cards or someone like that, where we're going to jump on and do a, you know, lineup.
Hey, before you go on, I did hear that you are ranked above St. Louis Cards this year in PGA DFS on RotoGrinders. You are number 12, right? The 12th ranked PGA DFS player on RotoGrinders, right? Am I correct?
It's something like that. I'm one in front of them, and they're just making the joke because like 3 years ago I reached out to them. But I mean, it is a little bit with the RotoGrinders rankings where you got to remember too, I'm grinding probably way more volume than he is right now. And so it's partly that. I think I'll just say that. I know he's
quit being humble, motherfucker. Quit being humble. You are the GPP goat. Come on now.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Like I said, I think I posted that the other day too. I think he's going to dunk on me at Colonial, but we'll see. I'm really looking forward to that Millie Maker. That's going to be, you know, something I'm always going after. You guys know that. And that's a big one to have. And hopefully they have more of them. If this one, you know, fills quickly and pans out well, maybe they pop a couple more in there for us for the year. So definitely looking forward to that. But yeah, Wednesday will be a live stream show with someone like St. Louis Cards or Noto or something like that. It should be a good one. That'll be premium behind their core system, behind their paywall, whatever. And then on Saturdays, it's going to be a change for me, but I love the round four showdown. I don't think I'm necessarily great at it, but what I am good at doing typically is with discussion around the game theory that's involved. And that's one of the things I've missed, even with this Outlaw stuff. You know, it's good that it's showdown and there's variance and all these different factors that you can mess around with. And you sort of know some of the ownerships because there's only limited content out there around it. But with the normal PGA round four, there's a lot more game theory and strategy that goes into it than just who's not putting well but had their irons on. Because there's also placement points that you got to factor in, and three birdies equals this many placement points, and et cetera, et cetera. So I am going to have a short showdown show every week that comes out again on Saturday night, so you'll be ready to go for Sunday mornings.
Yeah, one thing I will say, one thing I will reiterate is that the pod's not changing. You know, the format's going to be the same. It's going to be the same thing. That's sort of why I feel like I'm rambling and awful on this pod right now, because usually we have a set format of how we go for each podcast and everything, and this is definitely not a set format. I'm just bullshitting off the top of my head. So if you feel like I've been awful this week and it's a first-time listener, just hold on. Listen to next week. Next week's the real deal pod. Yeah. All right, Tambo, before we take off, do you have anything else to say?
No, just the, I guess yes, but the last thing would just be to reiterate that the draw, man, we're excited. We're throwing money in the air like Kenny, you know, we're throwing money in the air just like Kenny when he's with the strippers. So you got basically $555 ticket on the line for the Clash at Colonial. It's such a small field. I mean, in comparison, it's like 2,000 people versus 175,000 that DK re-upped to on the Million Maker. So, I mean, it's a quarter million. It's quite a bit for a top prize. It's going to be a free ticket. It's going to be a random draw. All you have to do is retweet the tweet and follow Kenny and myself. I'm on Twitter at Toe Tag and Tambo. Follow me there if you don't already. Hit me up if you have any questions.
All right. You know, you can find me at gupscorner.com. I'm going to be there. You can use promo code CV30. Get 30% off with that code for a monthly or a year-long subscription. With the monthly sub, you get a free shirt or a hat. With the annual sub, you'll get both 30% off. You can find my written content there. You can find the podcast on the Roto Grinders Network. It's going to be a great year. Please ignore my ranting and raving this week. Next week will be better. I can't wait for the Colonial. Let's win some motherfucking money. DGen Nation.